This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. All right, I've got some major breaking news for you here. We have acquired the exclusive rights to publish content on three new premium domains. Those domains are science.news, food.news, and health.news. Those sites are live and active right now. And here in this podcast, I'm going to describe what the content consists of on these websites and how it differs from Natural News, which is my primary website, as you probably know. So science.news is practically every story there cites a science journal, a medical journal, an educational institution, or a nonprofit institution of some sort. But it's not just limited to the United States. It is a global system. In fact, one of the best journals that we've been using as a source is located in Africa. And it's an incredible journal that has a lot of news about botanical medicine. We've been covering, well, I don't know if this has been published yet, but I've seen a lot come through that I've approved stories on that are about African countries using local botanical medicine and the scientific evidence to support the efficacy of those botanicals. And there have been some interesting stories that have come across there, like an herbal formula in Cameroon that has been used to prevent Alzheimer's and dementia. By the way, it's a kind of a weed, actually. It's a flower that grows in Cameroon. And it turns out that that herb prevents neurotoxicity from monosodium glutamate, MSG. So, wow, have you ever heard about an herb that can block the toxic effects of MSG? Well, nobody else in the world, it seems, is really covering that in the media, but we are. And you'll find that at science.news. Or at least soon you will, if it's not there already. Now, so science.news also covers not just botanicals, but of course, space, you know, space travel, space exploration, chemistry, physics, kind of a mix of different areas of science, but also includes, of course, epidemiology, infectious disease, pharmaceutical medicine, and other areas like robotics and so on. So it's a very good mix of science news, of course, always including the natural medicine of botanicals and so on. There's also some energy science in there, such as breakthroughs in green energy, battery technology for enhanced storage capability, and so on. So check out science.news for that. Now, health.news is the next site. Now, health.news is a little more of a mainstream site for the layperson, not as technical, but it does carry a lot of science on health and botanicals and medicine, but it also carries more mainstream stories such as tips, things that you can do to prevent infections, or things that you can do to boost your vitamin D intake, for example. Just a lot of different kinds of news, all health focus, of course, with a special emphasis on prevention. Now, at the moment, that website is divided into two halves. The homepage has things that increase your health or that protect your health, and then on the other half of the page is things that harm your health. So we decided to split up the positive and the negative half and half so that you can go to the section that interests you the most. You want health solutions? It's on the left-hand side. You want health problems or things that increase your risk of disease or compromise your health? That's on the right-hand side of the index page. And back on science.news, by the way, we've also split it into two halves. The left side is science news. That's really what we would consider to be good science or useful science. And then on the right-hand side of the page is what we call science fails, or bad science, junk science, or things that science got wrong, or things that just don't really check out, you know, fraudulent science and so on. There's a lot of that out there as well. Retracted, published studies get retracted all the time in the medical journals, by the way. So that would go under science fails, which is on the right-hand side of that page. So health and science both have this right-hand, left-hand division where you can choose whether you want positive or negative news. Now, getting to food.news, food.news also has the same kind of structure. So on the left-hand side is foods that heal, and then on the right-hand side is foods that harm. That's pretty cool. Actually, this is an answer to one of the main areas of feedback that we've received on National News over the years where some people just want positive news about healing, you know, healing herbs and healing foods and healing habits and so on. Other people also want to know warnings about the toxic ingredients that are in vaccines, for example, or that are in processed foods or toxic effects of medicine. Well, for food.news, we have that divided up half and half. So again, all the foods and ingredients and superfoods that heal you are on the left-hand side. And almost all those stories are backed by scientific citations. So it's an evidence-based website. It's not just casual bloggers writing about food. It's like, hey, this is rigorous science talking about the healing effects of blueberries or the healing effects of turmeric or the disease prevention effects of, you know, I don't know, all kinds of herbs and foods, cinnamon bark for all we know, right? That's in Chinese medicine. Lots of things out there. Whereas the right-hand side of the website is foods that harm or ingredients that harm. So that will cover aspartame, you know, that will cover MSG, that will cover acrylamides or partially hydrogenated vegetable oils or, you know, canola oil damaging effects on cognitive function, for example. That's the right side of food.news. And then all three of these websites, you can navigate among them. So on science.news, you can click in the header, you can click on food or you can click on health to go to those websites and vice versa. So this is a little universe of sites that are all connected. And we're probably going to be adding at least one more major site to that here shortly as well, which I'll announce later. But the bottom line is that right now, none of these sites carry any advertising at all. They're ad-free, 100% ad-free. They're mobile-friendly. Their website, you know, it's just 100% content. You can see the popular articles in the right column. There's no ads. There's no email subscribes. There's not even any social media buttons. It's like a super clean, almost an old-school type of format that's just super content-rich. And it's designed to be something that you can cite very easily. So if you want to cite science.news in your article or your blog, then you have a reputable source to be able to cite that has a scientific study behind it. So feel free to cite science.news or food.news or health.news. Eventually, we will have probably some kind of ads on there, but they'll be very low profile, and they'll be related to science or food or health. We never allow animated ads. We never allow pop-ups and pop-unders as third-party ads. We never allow like JavaScript ads or autoplay videos. We never allow that. Don't you hate websites where you go to it and they just all these videos start playing? Don't you hate that? I hate it too. That's why I, of course, made sure that that doesn't happen on any of the sites that we publish. None of them. There are no autoplay videos anywhere. And there's no pop-up advertising or pop-under advertising. Except on Natural News, there is our own pop-up ad to subscribe to our newsletter, which shows up like every 30 or 60 days or something like that, but it's not a third-party ad. It's our own in-house, you know, alert to subscribe to our newsletter. So anyway, I think you'll find tremendous value in these three new websites, and it's an interesting story. Maybe I'll share this one day about how we were selected to be able to have the exclusive publishing rights to these premium domains, which were actually for a long time held back by the domain name registrar, that they wouldn't even sell these domains to anybody. So there's an interesting backstory behind that, but basically it's a recognition of our dedication to quality news and to science reporting without being influenced or corrupted by corporations or government. And that's really something that you probably already recognize from reading our news all this time. You know we're independent. You know we're critical thinkers. You know that we're non-corruptible. You know, we can't be bought off to say anything or to censor anything. And so we really represent the independent media. We are the best shining example of actual truth-telling journalism in the realm of science and food and agriculture and medicine and other similar areas that we cover. So that's pretty exciting. And I thank you for your support. We couldn't have done it without you. And feel free to go ahead and start visiting those websites. There will be some overlap with Natural News, but there'll also be things you'll find on those sites that don't appear on Natural News. So feel free to start exploring them. and sharing, you know, sharing the links. And thank you for your support. And we are dedicated to bringing you evidence-based, you know, science-based reporting on these websites. It's going to be great. And we don't allow any politics on these websites, by the way. There might be political, slight political overlays on issues that are science at their core, but these sites are not politics focused websites in any way whatsoever, which is kind of a relief because there's too much, you know, too much political nonsense these days. So sometimes you just want to hear the straight science about food, right? Or the straight science about health, or you want to have a site that just tells you which botanical medicines fight the flu, for example. That's what these sites are all about. So thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My main website is naturalnews.com, where I will continue to post key editorials and journalism pieces from time to time. But I'm also overseeing the publishing of content on these new websites, such as science.news. Thank you for your support. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.